the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul in the process, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. Now, if you have a business, or if you know someone who's in business, you know someone who's about to stick a toe or two in that entrepreneurial pool, then you need to tell them to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, not just today, but every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I'm a preacher's boy. Son of a sharecropper. I know, I knew you thought I was going to say something else. All right, now watch that. Son of a sharecropper. I gotta work on that. Hey, I have in the studio my co-host, Teacher Hillman. Good morning, Teacher.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not liking the rain, but Other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I was in the elevator. Young lady, I was bemoaning the rain, and she said, well, it washes the pollen away. Now, you know you got to appreciate that.
That's
pollen.
True.
That's a beast. You come out, it's like yellow snow.
Couldn't find my car the other day.
it was yellow. It used to be black. Now it's yellow all of a sudden. I also have in the studio Kelly Campbell. Welcome to the back to the booth, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Kelly, I got all this energy in here. I got these two dynamic women around me. Lord have mercy. But you know what? You need to surround yourself these days, folks. You need to build an armor, a coat of armor of people, of spirits, of knowledge, inspiration, because you got some crazy folks running this darn country. Mm. I was listening to Sheila Jackson Lee. I love this lady. She's the congressperson out of Texas. She said the Congress and Donald Trump just dropped the mother of all bombs on the health care of the American people. And then she said, and God have mercy on your souls. I said, go get them, girl. Go get them. She reminded me of you, teacher. I can see you doing that one day, going over there giving them some hell. But, folks, I'm telling you, this is why this show is so important now, because there are so many things are coming at you nowadays. You have technology. Mm-hmm. And if you guys haven't been paying attention, the robots are coming.
Yeah.
If you have a job that's repetitive and you're doing the same thing over and over again, believe me, a robot will be replacing you, or there will be some competition in the very, very near future. And it's not just the muscle job that it used to be. You know, people that go in the factory and you can build a car now, a robot can do it. These robots are thinking. Mm. They are analyzing. Mm-hmm. They have this intelligence now. And so one thing that we try to do on this show is keep you abreast of what's going on. This is not just business as usual. And it used to be you had like some time. You said, well, that'll be 20 years before that affects me. Folks, this stuff can affect you next week.
Yeah.
These things are happening so fast, and a lot of this stuff, if you're not keeping up with it, you thought it just happened a couple of weeks ago, but it's actually been on this process. It's been in the works, and you just see it, almost like a disease or a cancer or something. When you see it and start feeling it, sometimes it's too late. So what we try to do on this show is let you know what's coming. Keep you abreast. So things that are going to affect you economically, politically, it's like sometimes I feel like these folks in Congress or the government, they really just want you to disappear.
I don't think that they want all people to disappear.
Certain kind of people.
I think they want black people and brown people to disappear, specifically.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's like this. I'm a historian, okay? And so I remember... I look back on what happened in Nazi Germany, where they took people off into the ovens at Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen and places like that. Well, now it's more like a slow burn. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're not going to march you into the ovens, but first we're going to take all your jobs away.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have any place to sustain yourself. So now you're fighting each other for the few jobs to the left. You got black people turning on brown people and brown and black people turning on low-income white people. So they got this fighting and chaos going on and crime. So you got that going. Then you got things like you're making poor health choices. You're not eating the right food. You're eating fatty foods, and you're not going to get your checkups. And so now you got that going on, and now you get sick. You get diabetes, you get hypertension, you get blood pressure, and then they take your health care away. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's not a slow burn genocide, I don't know what is.
But you know what kills me about that? You know the saying, and I might be saying it wrong, but basically there's a saying that you know, if you put a frog in water, in hot right. water, and slowly, you know, turn up the temperature, he won't even realize he's being boiled to death.
You're right. You drop in the hot water, you're going to jump out.
Right. And so, you know, and I think that's what I think about what they are doing to our country, to, like you said, to the poor, to minorities, to otherwise disenfranchised and marginalized groups, that they are slowly turning up the heat. And if you want me to be honest, which I always am, I really believe that there has always been this idea and this plan to basically commit genocide.
Well, we've seen it. We've seen it in the past. It's,
absolutely.
Sometimes we think that is so far off into the conspiracy theory land.
But that, I think that's part of the slow boil.
But look at the Native Americans.
You
didn't march Native Americans off into ovens. They did. Basically, what did them in was disease. Mm-hmm. And taking away their land and their livelihood. And so it's, folks, if you don't understand history, you will live to repeat it. So what we're saying now, how does that relate to this show? We are a business development show. The way we combat this is economically. We always got to fight on the political front. But that's why this show is built on an economic front. We have a platform of trying to help you sustain yourself economically. We call it economic empowerment. That's why we bring on people like Kelly Campbell over here. If you got a book in you, you need to get that book out. And we don't have forever, do we, Kelly?
We do not.
You can't be waiting like, well, I'll get it out when my kids can help me. If that book is in you, you got to get that book out now. You saying you can get a book out, what, like 30, 90 days?
Well, you can do it in 30. I just didn't want to scare the audience. So I called it the 90-day book there. But it can be done faster than that. Mm.
Well, she's going to talk about that later in the show. Then we have people like Attorney Hillman here. She's helping us on the economic front. There are things that you can be, on the legal front. There are things that you should be doing to protect your assets. There are so many ways that we can combat this. That is why this show is so important and shows like this. Back in the 1970s, they had the we used to have what we called you had to have parity in radio. So for every time you had a conservative show, you had to have a liberal or progressive station. Well, that good old Ronald Reagan did more damage to this country than a lot of people. You got all these things named after him now. They got airports and all this kind mm-hmm. of stuff. Believe me, folks, those folks that were affected, they have no appreciation, or you shouldn't, for some of the things that Ronald Reagan, with that fairness doctrine, was one of those things where he eliminated the ability to have a fair media. And then they just brought in this monopoly thing, whereas now one person can go out and buy a million radio stations. And so these kind of things have made it harder for platforms like this to exist. We're here, we're in smaller numbers, but you got to get the information out to people to tune in and get this information. You're not going to get it on Fox. It's getting harder and harder to get it on MSNBC. CNN is somewhat fair and balanced, but it takes shows like this and some of the other people that are in our corner to get this information out. And we have the economic message. We're going to bring this information to you. That's why we bring in these special guests. And so I'm glad to be able to do that. Folks, I want you to go to marketingpulpit.com and you can see the host, our guest. We have information on Attorney Hillman and Ms. Kelly Campbell. And follow up. I want you to follow these sisters. Take their advice. They're giving out good advice. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on this show. They have services. I want you to support them. And that's why we bring these talented guests and hosts into the studio. I am Robert Gatewood. I've been doing this. People sometimes ask me, Robert Gatewood, who died and made you king? You act like you know everything. Well, I know a lot. I may have this baby face, but let me tell you, folks, I've been around. I picked cotton, folks. They laugh at me. What do you mean, baby face? You're like Grizzly Adams sitting over there. But I'm older than I appear. But I've been around. I've seen cycles. I've seen economic upturns and downturns. I've got the degrees. I've got the I've written books. I have a company, Gatewood Marketing, and that company is built on the foundation that we need to build strong businesses in our community so we can put people to work. I have a very good client load. I'm also a consultant for the Small Business Administration. I'm an adjunct professor at Prince George's Community College. I've written two books, Played in Full, The Economic Exploitation of Black America, Smarter Than the Boss. I'm a franchise consultant. I've been doing this for a while, folks, but even with all that I think I know I don't know it all, and that's why I love bringing in these talented people to put around me, because I'm always learning. The day you think you know it all, folks, is the day you start downhill. And these sisters over here nodding their heads because they know it's true. So folks, that's the show we got today. We got a very exciting show, as we always do. What you gonna enlighten us with today, teacher?
Well,
you got so much.
I
got...
Right? So, but in light of the shooting and the murder of Jordan Edwards, I'm going to, again, remind folks of their rights when dealing with law enforcement. Mm.
You can't say that too many times.
Never enough.
Because either they're misinformed, they're uninformed, they just don't know. Somebody's told them to do something that really is going to get them in more trouble. So I'm glad that's a very important topic. So folks, later in the show, coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have, matter of fact, we're going to do that right after. I want to get to that right away. And we'll talk about it throughout the show. And teacher, you're going to talk about the 90-day book there. Hey, where's your book, teacher? I mean, Kelly, you going to talk about it? Kelly, you going to talk about it?
It's like, maybe that's a sign from God I need to write a book.
I tell you what I was thinking. I was looking at Kelly, but I was thinking about you. I was going to ask you, when you going to do your book? I know there's a book in you, probably about 3 or 4.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Come on, teacher. I know all the trash you talk. I would be the first person to buy your book. I'm telling you, because I know it's going to be off the chain. So don't you?
I'll think about it.
Don't
we'll
you
see.
Sit I've on been, that.
It's easier than you think it is, and that's part of what I want to prove. I want to dispel the myths that writing a book is difficult, or that it has to take a long time,
or that it's expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a big one too. People think you got to go out here and buy a million books. Got all these, have a lot of dusty books stacked up in their garages and. It's not like that, folks. Things have changed. Book writing and publishing has changed like everything else. It has been streamlined, but it takes somebody who knows the process, somebody who's been in it. And that's once again why we have Ms. Kelly Campbell here. So, folks, that's going to be our show today. I'm going to talk about a 20-minute-a-day social media plan. A lot of folks out here saying, social media, I don't have time. I got laws to pass, I got people to get out of jail, I got books to write. How do I have time for social media? Well, I'm going to talk about how you can do it in 20 minutes a day. This is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. Join the topics today. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.
Good morning, this WOL traffic.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Wouldn't be possible without our great sponsors, people like BLE Executive Suites, Miss Bernadette Clay and Company over there. They had an event on this week, and they're announcing some of their new services over there. Folks, you got to get in. Also, that's the other thing you got to do. Don't try to do this by yourself. Just like I said, even though I think I'm a know-it-all, I still don't try to do this by myself. So when you find yourself trying to get office space and somebody to answer your phone, somebody to pick up your mail for you, somebody to get you a good old conference room to train, BLE is a one-stop shop for helping business owners. It's affordable. It's convenient. It's a community-owned business. We're not from India or Pakistan or Asia, this is somebody right here in our community who actually cares about our own success and survival. That's why I put all my power and passion behind BLE Executive Suites. Call them at 301-322-1700 and go by there and get a free walkthrough. They have locations at in Largo, right near the stadium, and also in National Harbor near the MGM Grand and Tanger Outlet. 301 322-1700 or blesweets.com. Just tell them Robert Wood sent you by there. And I tell you what, I'm going to do this. If you go, if you contact them today, I'm going to bring you on this show and showcase your business. Just go by there and tell them that Robert Gatewood sent you. And when you get that suite or that virtual service, I'm going to bring you on this show and tump and blow your whistle, blow your horn. The number is 301-839-2836. 301-839. Wait, that's my phone number. That's my office number. Well, if you call that, you're going to get Gatewood Marketing. Since I'm on that number.
You had your coffee this morning.
I must have had something. I must have had, what that coffee that had the alcohol in it? What is it called?
Goodness?
No. But I haven't had. Maybe I need some more coffee. Well, anyway, my company is Gatewood Marketing, and we do marketing, business development services, social media services, and we are glad to help anyone who's trying to get their business off the ground. So call me at 301-839-2836. That's my office number. If I'm not there, leave a message. I just call that number, 301-839-2836. The number here at the station is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Teacher.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about how people interact with the police.
Mm-hmm.
Some people doing it the right way. Some people doing it the wrong way. Give us some context. You say the recent shooting got you to thinking about it.
Well, unfortunately, because these events are far too common these days. And, you know, honestly, I don't want to say that I've gotten to the point or that I believe society has gotten to the point of indifference just because it is so frequent. I'd hate to believe that. But it is something that is happening very, very commonly. And I hate for these things to get to the place where it's now pedestrian. And so I want to remind people that you do have rights when dealing with police, even if you are in this country illegally.
Right.
You still have rights because, you know, until that orange guy that I refuse to say his name, until they figure out a way to change the Constitution and make it illegal, you still have rights. And basically, I always tell people as a general rule when dealing with law enforcement, never concede your rights. Meaning, if you are driving in a vehicle, never allow them to search your vehicle. Well, never consent to a search is what I'm saying. You know, if anybody has watched the show, The First 48, I can't stomach watching it anymore.
Right.
But if anybody watches that show, the crazy thing is you always see these people who will go in and talk to the police and talk to them willingly.
Okay.
Not realizing that every single thing that you tell them, as they should tell you under the Miranda versus Arizona case, your Miranda rights, you have the right to remain silent. Everything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
But you know what, teacher, I'm going to tell you the truth. That's hard. What's the...
Is it?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to speak like some people that probably myself and a few others. You figure, I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get on back to the office. Let me just go ahead and tell this guy, so look, I didn't do anything. Let me just go ahead and tell you what the real story was so I can get on back to work and get on with my life. What's wrong with that?
I think the problem with that is if you are black or brown,
okay,
most of the time they're trying to figure out a way to hang you.
Okay.
Right? I'm sorry. I don't trust police. I don't. I will not. It's never going to happen. I don't.
Okay.
I've seen it too many times where they jam up somebody who may be completely innocent. But you say, you know, you talking to the police, you may say something that you think is totally innocuous, but now you've somehow inadvertently placed yourself at the scene of an event that may have occurred, and the police are lazy.
Right.
Right? And I know this because I've worked with them. The police are lazy. If they hone in on one suspect, and if they can find evidence, even circumstantial evidence, to hang that person,
right,
they're not going to look for somebody else. So why put yourself in a position
they need
to be that person?
They need somebody to say that they've done their job. They need a body.
Why let it be you?
There used to be a saying that some crimes are so heinous that innocence is not a good enough defense. because they've got to get somebody. Mm-hmm. They've got to bring somebody in. And if you're that person just in the wrong place at the wrong time, you match this description. And so you go out and you start blabbering at the mouth. Well, shoot, I didn't do anything. They'll find this out. If I just tell them where I just left from, if I just tell them to look in my car because I didn't do anything wrong, then everything is going to be okay. And you're saying that's...
My thing is this. I stand by the principle of I'm going to make you do your damn job.
Right.
Do your job. If you do your job, I don't have to tell you anything.
Right.
Do your job. Earn your money. Earn what we pay you for. So, especially if you're a black or brown person, because, you know, think about, I don't remember the other guy's name, but the Brock Turner case.
Okay.
Right? You have this man, this white guy, I think he was a swimmer, that raped a woman. Two gentlemen walked up on him in the process of raping someone.
Ouch.
So there was never any question whether or not he actually raped the woman. But he went to court, and he got less than 6 months in jail because the judge considered his future. Oh, you know, he's such a good kid. He has such a bright future. If we tarnish his image right now, then what are we going, you know, what could he become? We'll never see what he could have become had we not tarnished his future. Instead of thinking like they should think, and what about the victim? It's about the victim. What about the victim's future? What about the fact that this person is now probably going to have to be in therapy for the rest of her life, not only from being victimized, but from being re-victimized by the criminal justice system through judges who were supposed to be impartial, being completely on the side of the accuser. Okay. And not even the alleged accuser. You know what I mean? So that's why I tell people, if you're black or if you're brown, you don't get those types of opportunities. You don't get the opportunity to walk into a courtroom and the judge say, well, you know what, Dante, I'm going to take it easy on you because you have a bright future, right?
Okay.
And they have put more black and brown people in jail on way less evidence than somebody walked up and saw you raping someone. There's still black men in this country in jail for marijuana charges, and marijuana is legal in most states. Don't get me started on that. That's another topic.
Well, let me just ask you this. Just say, and we have a lot of listeners who, let's say, who are parents who have children. They're not children now. Let's say they're 18, 19, 20 years old, and you have to give them some advice because we keep seeing this song play itself out mm-hmm. over and over again. It's like it's on a loop. What advice would you give them?
I think the first advice I would give people is to be forewarned is to be forearmed.
Right. Uh-huh.
So always make sure that you know your rights and know that police do not have to tell you the truth. They can deceive you, and I've said this a million times, and I don't think people really understand. The police can legally be dishonest with you. And tell you they have evidence that they don't, and do everything that they can, because again, you got to remember they're not your friends. Not if you're black or brown. Their goal is to solve a case, right?
So they pull you over. You got Dante over here and Jermaine over here in the seat. They take Jermaine off to the side and say, "Look, your buddy Dante is just saying you did it."
Mm-hmm.
And even though he didn't, they can do that. They can lie.
They can absolutely do that, and they do it all the time.
That's jacked up.
And so I think it's. Just know that if you are in a vehicle and the police pull you over, you know, you can present your information. If you're black or brown, I say have your information, like, you know, right on your left-hand side, if you are the driver, right there so that it can be visible to them. So that you, when you are in a vehicle, unfortunately, if you are black or brown, you got to make sure that you don't make any sudden movements.
Right.
You know, always, I still tell people to, as much as I dislike, you know, the police because of the tactics that they use in violating people's rights, I still tell people, you still have to be courteous. Black people don't get the opportunity to be discourteous to the police. I'm sorry. We don't have that luxury.
Teach, I'll tell you what, hang on a second. We're going to finish up after the break, and we're going to have closing arguments counselor, and how people can reach you. This is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. Also coming up, we're going to have Kelly Campbell and her 90-day book there. Also, folks, you might not realize it, but this is Lupus Awareness Month. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WON at 95.9 FM.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in a...
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out the happenings. You can find out more about our guests, our hosts, and the things that we have going on here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. You can also listen to the past shows. That's marketingpulpit.com. Also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the moniker of Marketing Pulpit. Coming up in a second, we're going to have Ms. Kelly Campbell talking about the 90-day book there and acknowledging Lupus Awareness Month. We were talking to Teacher Campbell. She's a high-powered...
You mean Teacher Hillman?
Teacher Campbell, that's Martin's wife.
Well, on television, yes. Dwayne Martin's wife
from
real life.
Get you some coffee, Robert.
Give me my coffee, y'all. It was the rain. Blame
it on the rain.
I'm like Millie Vanilli. Blame it on the rain. That was a while, though. Teacher Campbell, that's Martin's wife, the big-haired girl that used to be on my end. Attorney Teacher Hillman, she is actually telling us what you should do when you're pulled over by the cops, what your rights are. And I was adding I'm going to put an economic context on it because everything on here has to be, we run it through the marketing and economic filter. When you start getting these records, mm-hmm. whether it's a speeding violation for traffic, and then you don't go to court and get the follow-up, and now then it becomes a criminal case because you didn't show up, and they sent out the deputy, and it starts this downward spiral. The criminal system has taken more people out of the economic trajectory than you can ever imagine. And that's why we have Attorney Hillman here giving us this legal advice. So, Teacher, give us the synopsis and how people can find out more, how they can contact you if they have any questions about any legal issues. And tell us about your company and how people can find you.
So, my office is the law office of Tisha S. Hillman. I am at www.tshillmanlaw.com if you want to visit my website. If you want to give me a call, my number is 301-744-7996. Now, I want to be very, very clear when it comes to law, my opinions about law enforcement. I will say this again because I don't mince words and I don't bite my tongue. I don't like law enforcement. I don't trust law enforcement because of the way that they treat black and brown people. Mm. It is absolutely unfair, and it's discriminatory. And you're not going to tell me otherwise because I see it every day, and I know my people live it every day.
So you're the horse's mouth. You actually see it every day.
Well, I'm not a horse, but I do talk a lot.
Right.
Because here's the thing. This is what it boils down to when it comes to economics. You have people that need to be in the jail system, right? Because they have monetized it.
Okay.
And privatized it.
Right.
And so guess what happens when private companies own prison complexes?
They need bodies in them.
They need bodies in them. So recently, maybe about 2 years ago, there was a white judge that was convicted for actually selling black people, children, to the criminal justice system in order to have the prison complex be full, because we don't want to full of white people, so that these people can make money. So make no mistakes about it. The criminal justice system is modern day slavery.
And folks, that is why we bring you this information, because this is one of those many things. This is we look at the things that are coming at us economically. It's like an octopus. And economics and the criminal justice system is one more way to hurt our, to prevent us from this economic empowerment that we strive for on this show. So, teacher, I tell you what, hang around. Feel free to chime in on many topics. Go to marketingpulpit.com and check out Teacher Hillman. Go to her website, tshillmanlaw.com, and follow her. Go to her Facebook page. Follow her Twitter account and stay on top of what's going on economically and how the law affects you and your ability to survive in this economy. Thanks a lot, teacher.
Thank you.
Man, that's... Whew. Anyway, folks, we bring it here. This is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Last week, we had a young lady in the booth. She's been here several times, and she will be here several more if I have my way about it. Because she brings energy, she brings information, and I know she brings a lot of people. She gets a lot of attention because a lot of our listening audience are budding authors, or at least they think they are. But isn't about everybody an author, Kelly? And welcome to the show again.
Well, according to the New York Times, more than 80% of people in America say they have a book in them. So there are a lot of people who want to write a book, and they've been sitting on it for years, sometimes decades.
Why don't they just do it? What's the problem?
I think they believe it's harder than it actually is. They think it's going to take a long time. They think that they're too busy. As Tisha said, maybe they think it's expensive.
Right.
So there's a lot of reasons that hold people back. So I just want to dispel some myths from your audience that it has to be difficult, that it has to be super expensive, and that they can't do it even though they're busy.
You know, there's an old saying, paralysis of analysis. If you look at something and it looks so big and so overwhelming that you don't do anything. But if you just start taking the steps, if you take it one step at a time, and I'm sure that's probably applies to the book, publishing a book as well.
Absolutely. Everything's easier when you have a system.
Let's pick on T. What's your problem? What's holding you back? You're going to be our guinea pig up in here.
So, you know, honestly, Kelly, I've thought about it. You know, at one point, honestly, I started writing a book. But then I started thinking, would anybody read it? You know, a lot of people write books today. You know, if you want to be a reality star, you know, you write a book. And it may be the dumbest book you've ever heard. But
Kelly,
who's going to buy it?
Tell her again some of the benefits of a book. People think that you got to go out here and write a bestseller. Well, you may want to do that too, but
I'm an overachiever.
That may not happen right away. Kelly, tell her that there are other reasons for writing a book.
Well, there are. I mean, writing a book is a great way to build credibility, to define yourself as an authority in a community. When you're an authority, you start to overcome issues like value resistance, when people cringe when they hear what it is that you're charging or your prices and don't want to pay you what you're worth.
Hey, back up now. You don't have to do a fancy word, a fancy phrase. I like it. I like it. Say that again. Value resistance.
Value resistance.
Break that down.
Yes, because you absolutely, as an expert in your field and a professional, should be paid what you're worth. And oftentimes, people who maybe don't know what the value is will cringe when they hear pricing and cost. I don't know what your rate is per hour, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that might be hesitant. Mm-hmm. But that starts to go away when you're established as an authority.
Oh. But, okay, so here's the thing, though.
Okay.
Corinne Steffens wrote a book, right? And, you know, I know that this is probably a family show, so I won't say, you know. Mm-hmm. But Corinne Steffens wrote a book.
Well, she had a different reason for writing a book. Her book was all about attention, gaining media attention and popularity.
Okay.
That's another reason to write a book. A lot of people do, so that they can get media attention.
So no matter what kind of authority I want to be.
It doesn't matter.
Hey. It's working for Kim Kardashian, too.
Oh, jeez. Don't get me started.
Teacher, I will say this. When I wrote my book, mm-hmm. I, like many, was thinking about the book sales. I was thinking about, well, if the book's going to cost me a certain number of dollars mm-hmm. to make it, then I'm going to sell it for this amount, do the math, subtract this from this, and that's the value of having that book. But when I realized, after about a year into it, I realized that was about the most meaningless reason for writing the book.
Absolutely.
Subtracting the cost of the book from the cost to get it published. Mm. Door opening, speaking engagements. Client, like that, what are they word again? Value, what you
value resistance?
Value resistance.
Oh,
all
yeah.
of a sudden, they said, this guy is an expert. He is an author. He must know what he's talking about.
Royalties aren't even the icing. They might be the cherry, if not the little strand on the end of the cherry on top. That's the small part, because what we actually teach are creating income streams with your book. As Robert said, speaking engagements, coaching programs. Your book becomes the foundation for any intellectual property you might want to create. And mm-hmm. so oftentimes people write a book just as the salesperson for everything else that they mm-hmm. want to offer.
Oh. It reminds me of when Kelly came in a few months ago. She came in and she signed a copy of her book and gave it to me. Man, her stock just went through the roof as far as I'm concerned. Now, she just gave me a business card like most people. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, nice, nice, okay. Front, back, four corners, okay, business card. She gave me a book. She signed it. I'm like, wow, I love this lady. Think about the impact of that. You're trying to get this big case, mm-hmm. or you've got this big law firm you're trying to impress. You walk in there with a book, got your credentials, got your face on the cover. You sign that off and slide it over there to them. Yeah. Stock just goes through the roof. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I like that. So you may be turning me around. You may be turning me around a little bit on my fears of just doing it.
Well, and even going back to your resistance, who would read your book? One of the best ways to get people to read your book is to be so incredibly specific about who your book is for. Mm-hmm. So think about a doctor, your general practitioner versus a cardiologist or a neurologist. Cardiologists and neurologists are always going to make more money because mm-hmm. it is so clear who it is that they serve. Mm. It's the same for your book.
I like it.
Yeah. If I wrote a book that was just flipping houses, it may or may not get visibility with every other book on that topic, mm-hmm. but The Working Girl's Guide to Flipping Houses, all of a sudden you want to read
I love
book
it.
And your girlfriend's, because it's for you. So
yeah.
that's one way
and that's
to draw your audience.
That's marketing
101. That's marketing 101.
I love it.
Your audience. Pick your audience and
become. Look how much I'm learning.
Yeah.
This is great.
That's what I'm saying. No matter how many degrees, how many cases we've worked on, we can all still learn. Mm-hmm. Somebody else out there has gone through the steps. They've gone through the motions. Let's hear the experts. Now, of course, we got a certain amount of time here today, but you're actually going to be doing a workshop.
Yes, this Saturday at the Courtyard Marriott New Carrollton, we're going to be doing the 90-day book there. We're going to be there for 3 hours teaching how you can get your book done with what you already have right now. So the website for that is dcbookdare.com. Again, that's dcbookdare.com. And Tisha, you would be my favorite kind of client, because one of the things I teach is how to use what you already have right now.
And she has a lot.
And she has a lot.
Lot. She has a lot.
I love working with people like
this. So how much does it cost, Kelly, to put a book out? Generally speaking,
to put it out, well, you have your cover, then you've got your formatting for your book. Editing is the one wild card, because your book might be 10,000 words, it might be 50,000 words, depending on what it is you have to say, and that's priced by the word. But if you take editing out of the picture, you can self-publish your book for about $500 if you've got some good resources. So
now that doesn't mean like printing it out as staples and like looking like that.
Well, you don't have to do that. You just set up an account to have your book drop shipped, and there's a variety of services that will do that.
You said drop shipped?
Yes. So if your book is on Amazon, people can order it and it will ship from one of their many warehouses. Mm-hmm. But you don't necessarily have to print those books. I like to have them with me so I can give them to people like Robert, and then they're dazzled.
Well, I mean, making sure that it's a pretty book.
And then
you know?
She gave it to a guy like Robert. He keeps inviting her back on the show.
That's That's amazing. You see how that works.
You see the magic in that. Now I can't get enough of her. And really, that did it. That, to me, was like, this is somebody who is an expert. She understands how the world works. She understands people. I want to hear everything she has to say, and that's why she's become a regular on this show. So give us again about the event, and then we're going to get, after the break, we're going to talk about the lupus awareness. Tell them again about the 90, I like that title too, 90 Day. Did you take a course in, were you a marketer when you, was that your
background? I've just been hanging out with you for the last couple of years. the event is tomorrow, May the 6th, at the Courtyard Marriott, New Carrollton, right across from New Carrollton train station. We start at 10 a.m. sharp. So you want to get there a little early because all of my events are standing room only.
You know what? I was talking to one of my clients. As a matter of fact, she's a therapist, Pamela Little. You've probably seen her name come across. She said, we were texting and talking about some of the things we're about to do for her website and her branding. And she's, oh, yeah, by the way, I registered for Kelly Campbell's 90-day book there. She sent me the text last night saying that, oh, yeah, by the way, I just wanted you to know that I was listening to your show and I did register for the 90-day book there.
Oh, so fantastic. People we can't wait to have her.
So, and people like her who, Miss Little, she's a therapist. She's got a lot of things going on. And what I tell my clients, I said, one of the things you are missing is a book. Mm. You are missing a book. You need to open, because your personal brand, your credibility, adding value to what you're doing, like you said, that value resistance, that's real. I never put it in those terms. I'm glad you gave me this new phrase I'll start using. So, yes, by all means, go to the dcbookthere.com and come on out to the event at New Carrollton tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break there, Kelly, when we come back, we can give out the information again. We're going to give out our teachers information again. And we're going to talk about lupus awareness. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning, then.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Now, if you have a question for any of our guests today, or yours truly, I am Robert Gatewood. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I have in the studio attorney Tisha Hillman. I'm not going to say Tisha Campbell again.
Thank you. I get that a lot.
That's my end, girl.
Or Tisha Tillman. They put my first and last names together.
Oh, my goodness. And Kelly Campbell. Tisha was telling us about interaction with the police. Now, you can also go back and listen to the show on our website. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We'll have that live, that show up today. You can also listen to last week's show. And we have Kelly Campbell telling us about this. Man, that's exciting stuff. If you don't, folks, let me tell you. Don't take it from me. Now, you know, I get paid to give out advice. Hear it from this expert here. Get that book out of you. I will say this again. Maybe not as choppy this time. get that book out of you. There's all this crazy stuff going on out of here. We got Donald Trump. I make the best books. Oh, you want a book done, you got to get me. Don't get that. Don't call that crooked Hillary or that Barack Obama. I still think he bugged my funds. We got the health care going. We got the very best health care. Very, very best health care. Believe me, nobody has it better. I have to do my Donald Trump every week now. So people have been tuning in now. So, hey, you can't get off the air without doing your Donald Trump.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway, Kelly, lupus awareness. What is lupus? I think there's some people think they know what it is, but what is lupus?
Lupus is an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
And 70% of people with lupus are women of color.
What?
70% of lupus patients are women of color. So it runs rampant in our community.
Wow. So, wow. Is there any reason why? Is it genetic? Is it just the environment? Is it culture? Is it slavery? I mean, what? I didn't think I wanted anything to go back.
Well, my mother also has lupus.
Okay.
And there are studies that draw back to a genetic trait, but it manifests differently in each person.
Okay.
So her symptoms were far more severe than mine. It could be, it's inflammation, so it could range from joint pain to inflammation of the internal organs, the kidneys, the lungs. It can also, there's discoid lupus, which affects the skin. So you may see lesions. Seal, the singer, has lupus.
Oh, wow.
So that's the lesions on his face actually come from lupus.
Get out of here.
Oh, wow. Yes. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any lesions. That's not a requirement.
Manifest differently in each person.
Oh.
So for me, it's invisible, and it's often called the invisible illness because it tends to come with chronic fatigue. I tend to throw blood clots, so I've had several pulmonary embolisms. It's a miracle I'm sitting here with you today.
Wow.
Because a pulmonary embolism can kill you instantly.
Can that go to your brain?
It can.
Okay.
For me, it started in my leg. The clot in my leg exploded, went to my lungs, and it can go to your brain.
Oh,
I've actually had one in my jugular. So it can be life-threatening.
So what should you do? I mean, you take health. I don't know if this is your health was the driving force. You're very healthy now. You work out. You stay fit. You give good advice on health. You eat healthy. Is that one of the ways to combat it, or you just healthy anyway?
That's how we advocate for ourselves. My mom is sitting in the next room, and she was at one time extremely sick with lupus to the point that she struggled to even get up and go to work. And so we decided to become advocates for our own care. You know, our doctors were doing their best, but as someone who struggles with any illness, taking an active role in what's happened to you is the best thing that you can do for yourself. And so during Lupus Awareness Month, we're running a 21-day challenge to inspire people who, not just lupus, but if there's anything that you're struggling with and you feel like you're never going to feel good again, I want to encourage you to have hope.
Wow.
That it's possible. A diagnosis is not a life sentence. And it can turn itself around. And so we've got some people with inspiring stories joining into our dare to share their triumph. She works out more than I do. She's turned into a gym brat, and she takes great care of herself. And as a result, she's experienced tremendous recovery. Yes. And the same for me. So, you know, I'm a triathlete now, but when I was first diagnosed, I thought I was never going to feel good. So I'm speaking to those people saying, for 21 days, I will spend 21 days convincing you that you can make a transformation in your health.
Wow, folks. That's Lupus Awareness Month. Is there information? Is there some place people can get more information on this?
Yes. You can go to 21daydare.com. 21daydare.com. That is the Lupus Awareness 21-Day Wellness Challenge. It starts Monday, May the 8th. And for the remainder of the month, starting on Monday, we will spend every day giving you our lunchtime lupus tips on how you can bring yourself to a better state of health. We are sponsored, amazing sponsors supporting us. We're sponsored by Benson Watches. I'm actually rocking my cardinal purple.
Ooh.
Purple is the color for Lupus Awareness Month.
Picture that. My goodness.
Benson Watches is supporting us. They're also donating part of the proceeds for cardinal purple towards the Lupus Foundation of Florida. That's
and
my
that's
mom's.
Beautiful too, the watch. Yeah.
Thank you. I love this watch. As you can see, I'm decked out. Purple nails, purple dress, purple watch.
That sister is rocking the purple. Rocking the purple.
So we've got great support for our challenge in Benson Watches, and our goal is to motivate and encourage the community. So even if it's not lupus you're struggling with, but you want to get some energy, get pumped up about what you can do for your health, we're going to give you some tips to help you feel better and live happier and go from surviving to thriving.
All right, folks, and I'd say thank you to Benson Watches too, because corporate involvement is critical for these causes, for the things that we're doing here on the show, our guests are doing, and hats off to Benson Watches for supporting this Lupus Awareness Month. I remember when we first got the show going a few years ago, one of our sponsors, Mercedes-Benz, the guy heard what we were trying to do with youth and technology and putting people to work, and they wrote a check. So corporate America, you don't have to sit on the sidelines. You don't have to sit there and complain and say, hey, what are you all doing? You can do something. So Benson Watches, congratulations.
Yes.
We
just
need more of you.
Mention too, Robert, Benson Watches is a black-owned luxury watch brand.
Oh, that's
so I think it's important to mention
better.
That.
That's very important to mention.
That's right, folks. So
we believe in supporting black businesses, right?
Absolutely. We encourage it, and I'm glad to see the black businesses step up to the plate, because sometimes we get the short end of the stick. People say, hey, yeah, you all do a lot of talking, you're doing this, but you're not really supporting your own causes. Benson Watches, right on. I'm loving it. All right, folks, I'm going to give you a couple of quick tips here. I'm going to do a quick marketing sermon here. I have to climb in the pulpit, put my robe on, get my shouting shoes on. Quickly, we talked about how people are always complaining about social media. One of the complaints I get is that I don't have time. You're a big-time attorney like Tisha Hillman over here. She's like, well, I got people to get out of jail. I ain't got time to be doing no tweeting and posting. Even Kelly over here, she's helping people get 90-day book there, helping people with lupus. She's a coach. She's a speaker. When do I have time to do it? Well, like the book, Kelly, sometimes you look at, you get paralysis of analysis because it looks so overwhelming. I'm going to give you 20 minutes a day social media plan. Do this a day, and this will at least keep you relevant and keep that clout score up. And if you don't know what a clout score is, go to KLOUT.com. It's a algorithm that measures your social media involvement. You can't be out here trying to be a social media consultant if you have a 10 clout score. You need to be up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And so go get yourself a clout account and find out what your social media score is. First of all, if you have only 20 to 30 minutes a day, there's some things you have to do. You have to listen, engage, analyze, and schedule. Now, listening in social media world means paying attention. Sometimes people don't know what to tweet about, what to talk about. Just listen to the news. Go in and go into your account, go into your timeline, go into what's trending, and see what people are talking about. In social media world, we call that listening. Do that about 8 to 10 minutes a day. Then engage. You go in there, people are listening, they're talking, they're tweeting, they're following. Engage. Follow somebody. Reply to somebody. Like somebody's comment. Comment on somebody's post. We call that engaging. That's replying, liking, commenting, following, reposting, retweeting. Engage 5 to 7 minutes a day. Then you analyze. Go into your analytical tools, whether it's in Facebook, whether it's Insights, whether it's Twitter, and see what's working. See what's working. If you're doing something that works, keep doing it. If it's not working, do less of it. Do that for 2 or 3 minutes a day. And then finally, schedule. Schedule your posts. What are you going to do? Set out your schedule. How much time you're going to spend posting on Facebook? How much time you're going to spend on Twitter? How much you're going to spend on LinkedIn? Have that schedule. And you can also use tools like Hootsuite to help you post so you can make multiple posts, do everything under one platform. So in a nutshell, spend 8 to 10 minutes listening, another 5 to 7 minutes engaging, another 2 to 3 minutes analyzing, another 3 to 4 minutes scheduling, and you will have a effective social media plan at only 20 to 30 minutes a day. Folks, that's my marketing sermon for the day. You can find out more about me by going to gatewoodmarketing.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I'd like to thank my guest and my host, Tish. You telling these folks they got to act right when they talk, when they're dealing with the police. Don't give out all the information. There's a method to the madness.
Yes. Always know your rights. Never consent to a search. Never consent to a search of your car, of your person. Be calm. Don't resist. If you're black, don't reach in your pocket.
Please don't make any false moves. Don't even comb your
don't
hair.
Breathe. Don't.
All right. So her information, give me your information one more time, quickly.
www.tshillmanlaw.com or 301-744-7996. Offices in Largo.
All right. It's also on the website of marketingpulpit.com. Ms. Campbell, the 90-day book there, one more time. How can they find out?
DCBookDare.com will be at the Courtyard Marriott, New Carrollton, tomorrow, 10 a.m., 90-day book dare. Let's get your book done in 2017.
Now, I told you guys when I started this show, these are different times. We don't have all year and all month. We got to do stuff. Get this book out the way in 30. She said you can do it in 30, but she's making it in 90 as the dare. Folks, I want to thank you again for listening. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood. Go to gatewoodmarketing.com. Support the 90-day book there and Attorney Hillman. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about them. Folks, that's it for today. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOM and 95.9 FM.